I'm not going to make you sit through the whole intro. Ryan here. We're all super slammed this week, guys, so huge apologies. No show. We will be back next week, locked and ready to loaded with a fresh batch of excuses from Tim, Will, and Ben. And in the meantime, we did get one bit of listener mail that I wanted to address, because I know if the others were on the show, we would never get to it. So in the aftermath of Adepticon, Brendan wrote in after talking to me a little bit at the show about how to get team player in Adepticon's place, doubles play, a little bit more prominent, which really focuses on more of the hobby side and less on the competitive side. We're starting to see some more stuff from ATC. We've got the doubles packet that's circulated the past couple years at LVO and Adepticon, as well as a few other places. But how to get that kind of super thematic teamwork or doubles, hobby pushing, less competitive, but more flavorful side of the hobby going. And a lot of it just comes down to what we've seen happen a lot in this game, is if there's a way you want to play and interact with the hobbies, you can't expect anybody else to do it for you. Especially if you're a hobby guy, you know that. Like, they're not going to make models that look the way you want them to or have the right basing or accents. You've got to go and do that yourself. And that goes the same with organizing and playing events, is if you want to see something, you know, in this case, hobby and team and themed stuff get pushed, you've got to be the one to push it. And I know me and Brendan have already talked about some ways that he can maybe help support that at Rocky Top. ATC in Chattanooga is going to be a nice blend between competitive and team events, where instead of like doubles where you're playing on the same table, it'll be teams of three playing at three different tables. But if you want to see something more, whether it's doubles or not, or whatever your particular interest in Legion is, whatever you want to see highlighted, you're going to be the one to push it and make it the standard. That's how the tournament scene survived the COVID-19 pandemic, is when we weren't getting a ton of support, the community saw the thing that they wanted to do and they went out and they made it. And they partnered with other event companies, or they even just made their own. Would it be great to see maybe Legion get added to AMGs like Path of the Worthy and get some more love on the painting side of things and more awards for that type of stuff? Yeah, that would be great. But I think if we just look to the heavens for the blessings to come down, I think we'll be sitting and waiting a while. So my encouragement is, go make it yourself, man. Go sponsor hobby events at other conventions, or make your own. And there's all kinds of ways you can get away from the competitive format if that's something you're looking to do, because that does subsect a portion of the Legion population who doesn't want to go play. You know, the thought of a sweaty game kind of scares them away. One of the things we do at Rocky Top is we have a bunch of players who normally wouldn't come to a, you know, 2-3 day Legion event, but they come for the table competition because they want to show that type of stuff off. And so it's just finding a way to promote what you want to see played and play it in a way that you want. Brendan, it was great seeing you at Adepticon again this year. And I look forward to it again. If you've listened this far, I appreciate it, Stabcasters. We will see you guys next week with a brand new episode that I don't know what we're going to talk about. Who knows? We'll see. We'll figure it out. Until next time, I'm Ryan Slowoski, reminding you to be the Legion you want to see in the world.